You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hurts going to launch it towards A.J. Brown, who throttled down and was blanketed by Rock Ya-Sin. And as all the murmurs go through the link, the punting unit comes off.
Not that kind of murmurs either. This is... You know, you can't do that, you know, as a receiver. You got to assume you're going to get the ball.
Yeah, Collinsworth not pulling any punches last night. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. An outstanding win led by the defense. Offense, not so much. That was
outstanding.
It was an outstanding win and an outstanding defensive performance. The offense last night not doing the job, and they have it now for a couple of weeks posted by 215-592-9494 to react to this. We'll get back to the phone lines in a minute, but let's unpack the AJ thing from last night, because we talked a lot about it last week. Obviously, it was the biggest story around the Eagles. Then into the pregame last night, how many times would they throw AJ the ball? Well, they threw it to him a lot last night. In fact, too much. I thought that was forced. I thought it was over the top, and I thought it was completely inefficient. Some of those throws, like that screen pass to him behind the line of scrimmage, that's not the kind of player he is. He's not a quick twitch space guy. That was dumb. They forced the ball to him in coverage a couple times. I just thought it was the kind of game plan that if they had lost the game, I would have sat here and said, you guys ruined the game because you tried to make A.J. Brown happy. So I didn't love how many times they threw the football to him last night. He made a few catches. Wonderful. But I didn't think it was great. That one that Chris Collinsworth talked about here. Let's hear A.J. talk about it, because it certainly looked like he throttled down a little bit there on that deep shot. Let's hear it.
AJ, there was a deep shot late from Jalen to you down the, I think it was down the sideline. What happened on that play?
Constant hand fighting down the field. Just missed, you know. Not just saying he missed, but like he just missed.
How much does the weather?
I couldn't get to it.
Did he say constant hand fighting?
He did say.
He's 6'1", 226. He's going up against a backup corner.
See,
hand fighting?
I still think AJ can play. And when I tweeted that out last night, people got mad and they asked, why did he give up on that play? I don't know. I feel like, and this is not an excuse, but I feel like a lot of times, and he needs to get out of this. I know you're frustrated and you feel some type of way, but you got to play. Because you never know when the ball is coming your way.
Yeah, of course. This second time, this happened in the, was it the Rams or Broncos game earlier this year?
You got to give maximum effort, man, because you leave yourself open for people to say what they're saying, that you've lost a step. And you can't, you have to figure out a way to put whatever you got going on from Wednesday to Saturday. You got to put that aside and be locked in for Sunday.
Yeah.
It starts during the week, man. You got to figure that out.
Look, he's still with his frame good enough and physical enough that on slants he could box people out.
And that's what I saw. He did that a couple times last night.
He did, and he could still do that. I think he'll do that until he retires. I just don't see the explosiveness in him like I used to. He's not as explosive as he used to be. I think so. Like when he throttles it down, can he get back up to top speed as quick as he used to? I don't know. I mean, that was a weird play last night where you figure he would have had a better chance to get that football.
I don't think his heart's in it, and it needs to be.
Well, then he shouldn't get 11 targets then.
Well, it was one of those things where you saw the ball was coming. You got to get locked in, man.
Yeah.
You can't turn it on and turn it off like that. You got to be locked in all the time.
All right, let's hear, and you referenced this a little bit ago, let's hear Jalen Hurts talking about those 11 targets to A.J. Brown last night.
A.J. had 11 targets tonight. Was there more conscious effort maybe to get him involved early and keep trying to feed him the football?
Yeah, just going with the flow of the game and how it was called and trying to go out there and execute.
So there wasn't like an effort to get him the football.
That may be a KP question.
See, this is as good as this team is, man. This is where, and I'm not picking because I don't feel like arguing with y'all today. But I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm gonna speak my truth.
I don't know where you think you are.
No, but I'm just saying because
you're gonna
need you to hear what I'm saying because at the end of the day. If the main thing's the main thing, if you really believe that in your heart of hearts, you don't say stuff like that because you know what it could potentially mean in a town like this. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Like, you leave yourself open for me to do exactly what I'm doing. Like, question or guess what you're really trying to say. All you had to do is say, yeah, man, we tried to get him involved. Simple, easy, keep it moving.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're the leader of this squad. And you say that, now the follow-up is, oh, what does that mean? Like, you're throwing Kevin Petula under the bus. And for y'all that don't know football, y'all always want to talk about what Kevin Petula – yeah, I'm Ryan Clark and y'all today. Because I hear a lot of people last night talking about, well, it's Kevin Petula's fault. Okay, it was Brian Johnson's fault. Who else's fault was it?
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore's fault. I mean, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Something's wrong. Something, and I'm not putting it all on Jalen. I'm not doing that. So don't come at me like that. But something's wrong with this offense.
May I just throw one extra thing in there? And I don't disagree with your overall premise right now, right? Like all the years, the passing game stinks. There's common denominators, right? At some point, if I'm Jeffrey Lurie, I need my head coach to provide something more than rah-rah speeches. He's an offensive coach who provides zero offensive acumen. Nick Sirianni, and I'm not trying to make it like Nick's got he won the Super Bowl and he's an 8-2 team. He's obviously mastered this role of like CEO guy. But goodness gracious, part of the reason the offense is up and down every year, Hugh, is their head coach. Like, this doesn't happen to the Rams. Doesn't happen to the 49ers. Doesn't happen to teams with offensive head coaches. Like, every time this comes up, Sirianni gets totally off the hook. He can't be. He's an offense. His background is offense. He provides nothing there.
I got a crazy idea.
Go for it.
Why don't he try take over play calling?
Nick Sirianni?
Uh-huh.
Didn't we see this in the past?
Can it be worse, Joe?
Can it be worse? Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. But I know whatever's going on between AJ and Jalen, they need to fix that. I think, never mind, I'm going to keep that reckless speculation to myself. Huh? I was about to.
You're live on the air.
I was about to recklessly speculate, and it didn't.
What stopped you before?
I mean, I don't feel.
Well, hold on. Now your stuff actually has base. There's base to your claims now, and now you're going to stop recklessly speculating.
It's their founders.
It's less reckless now.
Oh yeah, shout out to Urban Fry too. He's an Omega Sci-Fi. I remember Omega Sci-Fi. I forgot about that. No, I'm not going to do that. But
you're so confusing sometimes.
No, because
okay, I'll recklessly speculate then, but you don't want to. Jalen Hurts is pissed because he knows that AJ's not running the same and not given full effort sometimes or can't run as much. And he probably sat there last night like, why are we calling all these plays to him? Like, why do I have to throw him the ball 11 times? Because he complained? Like, if I'm Jalen Hurts and every time they're in my ear telling me the play, I'm like, oh, I got to go to this guy again? I'd be pissed too. Devontae Smith has been the more efficient receiver by every metric. The only people in the world that want more AJ targets are AJ Brown, the people that bet on his props. And it's people that wear his jersey. That's it. No one with eyes thinks that he's better right now. No one with eyes thinks that AJ gets open more than Devontae. So if I'm Jalen, I'm like, are you bleeping kidding me? I got to throw the ball 11 times this guy because he doesn't shut up? That's how I feel. I think that's what you heard last night. He's just more diplomatic because he's a $50 million a year quarterback. I'm just an idiot on the radio, so I can say what I want. But that's what I heard. And now you said what you heard last week. What I heard last night from Jalen was, bleep this, I don't want to throw him the ball that much. Bleep it.
I'm proud of you, Joe.
He's not open.
That reckless speculation.
And he doesn't run hard.
That reckless speculation did me proud. I feel good. I feel so warm and fuzzy inside because I'm rubbing off on you, dog. I mean, we have bonded in a way.
Well, you said you had reckless speculation. You didn't want to share it, so I did mine.
I was way in left field. Well, you probably don't want to go there. But the way that these two cats are beefing, you know what this reminds me of? What was it? Jason Kidd and Jim Jackson. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And Tony Braxton.
That's an old school one.
Like, no. This one kind of reminds me of that.
I haven't thought of that one in a long time.
Like, that's me recklessly speculating. But it feels like it could. And I know both of them are in relationships, but I'm just saying the feel of this beef.
You better stop now.
No, I'm just saying. I'm recklessly speculating. Yeah. I said that first, so don't get in your feelings. The way that they're beefing, it feels like that. You don't beef with nobody like that. MOB.
I didn't think we'd get to the kid Jim Jackson thing. I think we'd get there today. All right.
God, I didn't read Kyle.
Can we get to Sal Pell? Sal Pell, a little explanation on the report we first heard Friday. This was John Clark had the report about Jeff Lurie going down and having a discussion with A.J. Brown.
Big Dom facilitated.
Which is very important in all this. Let's also hear Sal, what he said about that meeting at the Eagles practice on Friday.
What can you add on what's going on with A.J. Brown this week?
Well, what you didn't see, Michael, and what you didn't hear was a very unusual thing happened on Thursday at practice. Highly unusual. A meeting on the field between A.J. Brown, the disgruntled wide receiver, and team owner Jeffrey Lurie, facilitated by Chief Security Officer Dom DeSandro, who is also an assistant to the general manager and in charge of coaching game day operations. So DeSandro goes over and talks to Lurie on the sideline at practice and then motions for A.J. Brown to come over. And there are three things that you can take away in the details that I've got from this meeting, which was first reported by NBC 10 in Philadelphia. Number one, A.J. Brown pledged to the owner to cut down on the number of social media references he has to the team's offense, basically tone it down. It was a very amicable meeting. A.J. Brown was contrite. At one point, Jeffrey Lurie said to his wide receiver, "You don't have to apologize to me." Again, very friendly and very amicable. The two of them hugged after about 10 minutes, and then A.J. Brown went to practice.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What'd you take from that, Hume? The main takeaway for me was the if the owner is going up to a player practice and telling him to tone down the social media stuff, it's gotten to a point where he's annoyed.
Well, yeah, and it's not good for what the team is ultimately trying to do.
Yep.
I go back to what do we think this team is and what exactly are they? When you talk about the look at it like this, people. We arguably have the best defense in the NFL right now. It's not supposed to be that way, but that's what it is. It's not supposed to be that. You're supposed to be the Detroit Lions averaging 30 points a game, and your defense is supposed to be complimentary. Like, that's what it's supposed to be. But it's not that. And there's some frustration with that. There's a lot of frustration with that. Because when you look around the NFL on paper, what this team was last year and what this team is this year, they're not supposed to be in games where you're talking, it's a team or at the end of the score. Mm-hmm. And it's not supposed to be that.
They've been in them kind of more often than you think this year.
The last 2 years going into this with the new coordinator, with the philosophy and all this other stuff, this team has struggled a lot of times to score. When you talk about the talent that we've amassed, we got two Hall of Fame tackles. We got really good guards. We got a Pro Bowl guards. We got Pro Bowl centers. We got Pro Bowl running backs. We got a Pro Bowl quarterback. And we got two Pro Bowl receivers. Mm-hmm. That's a loaded roster. And we're struggling mightily to win games.
So they have scored this year 20 or fewer points in 5 of 10 games.
And we're okay. Like, listen. We're winning. But when you talk – see this, and this is the thing you have to understand. When you're talking about the money that's allocated, all jokes aside, I know y'all don't want to hear it.
We don't.
But when you talk about the money that's allocated to this side of the ball, the offensive side of the ball, they are grossly underachieving. Grossly. And they've done it under every offensive coordinator that they've had. And then here's the kicker. Offensive coordinator leave, go somewhere else. And he does well, but y'all don't want to talk about that. And again, I don't know what's going on over there. But Brian Johnson got the young man down there in I'm about to say Dallas.
Washington.
But because I was cooking. And at the Commodores, he out there balling.
I'm putting my foot down on the Brian Johnson thing.
Hold up, though. Spencer Rattler out there with Goober.
Oh, God.
Spencer Rattler was in the top 10
this
year.
No, he was in your top 10.
Your top 10 doesn't count.
He got benched.
And don't give me the Tyler Shuck.
No.
Number two quarterback.
Tyler Shuck. Tyler Shaw.
No. This is the second time in 2 weeks that you put your take in somebody else's mouth, by the way. This is why people talk about.
Crazy.
Putting your own take in someone else's mouth?
Stop
going around putting your takes in people's mouth.
The bottom line is this. Something's not right.
You said something, but when do we stop expecting things that we thought to be true when we know they're not true anymore? 3 years we've been saying this offense should be great. It's not great. They're not a top five offense. We have created this thing where we think they're a top five offense. We just say they should be. We get pissed when they're not. They're not.
And then, you know what the crazy part is? When you look at our schedule, we might run into
I know. They're going to be favored in every game except Buffalo. And in fact, they might be favorites in Buffalo.
Philadelphia is a soap opera. This is the young and the rest.
Welcome in, man.
They're going to be favored by a lot in Dallas. Over the Chargers. They're going to be favored in every game, save for maybe the Bills, and they might be favored there, too.
And Jalen about to ask for some more money.
Well. And that's where we got to put our foot down. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Joe Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, pal?
Hey, Hugh, we got to put our foot down on Jalen Hurts asking for some more money, man. We got to put our foot down.
No, I'm saying, he about to ask for some more money, though. Give me some more career.
Hold on.
That's how these things go.
And that's going to be a flat no. That's going to be a big old no.
What you going to do? Win the game.
What are you going to do? Say no.
No, you're not.
You know, for someone who protects your money, you sure are willing to give out free money to players when they don't deserve it. Apologies to Bryce Harper. Pay Hurts more. Has no sound.
Speaking of Bryce Harper, have you seen the pictures?
I don't want to talk about it. What is going on with that? Go ahead, Terry.
Are you sure that's him?
I hope it's not.
Hey, guys. I told you on Friday that Mr. Jared B-Rabbit Golf was going to fold under pressure. He was going to throw up his mom's spaghetti. And what happened? He couldn't take the pressure of the Philadelphia Eagles, guys. Jared Goff is nothing but a regular season quarterback, guys. And we saw that last night. Dan Campbell put these guys, he put his team in bad positions time after time again. What it was, he thought it was sweet. He thought it was sweet to keep going for on fourth down, so his ass got his team under the gun, and these guys to totally underperform. Dan Campbell, everybody praised this guy, right? This guy is a fault of a coach. He makes these bogus decisions, and he did it time after time again, trying to challenge Fangio, and the Godfather came in there, and he showed him what it was to face an elite defense. Guys, Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, they're going to be the reason that we don't repeat as Super Bowl champions. I'm telling you right now, I don't know what they got going on. We saw some of the throws yesterday. Hurts threw some half-ass throws to A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown ran a lot of half-ass routes. Guys, we should have blown this team out yesterday. I don't know why Devontae got one catch, Joe, as you were saying, and A.J. got 11 targets. Devontae got one target out of the whole game, guys. And A.J. Brown, I don't want to hear any more complaining about the offense and what you don't get, because you do not get separation. You run like an old-ass man on the field. It's hard to watch. Guys, Jalen Hurts is starting to look like Trent Dilfer, bro.
Ooh.
The defense is carrying this team. Mm. He's starting to remind me of Trent Dilfer, guys. The defense is carrying this guy, and I'm going to start labeling this guy. I'm going to start calling him Jalen Trent Dilfer Hurts in a minute, guys. The coordinator, Petullo, guys, he was awful yesterday. Jalen Hurts was awful yesterday. And Kevin and his patty cake offense he's running right now, to me, it's not looking like a good partnership between him and Jalen Hurts. It's starting to be painful to watch, guys. And look, Vic Fangio is the MVP. He was the MVP last year, yep, of this team. He's the MVP this year of this team. And we got to start giving Fangio praise. This guy might be the key point of the Philadelphia Eagles right now.
He's the most important piece, Terrence. There's no question. Terrence, we appreciate him. And look what's happened to this defense in the last 2 years. They've been the best defense in football.
94 WIP, breaking news.
All right, some breaking news here. Eagles injury last night. We saw Lane Johnson leave the field, according to Adam Schefter, John Clark, Elliot. Everyone has this here. Lane Johnson suffered a Lisfranc injury during Sunday night's win over the Lions. It is not expected to be season-ending, but he could be headed to injured reserve. Hmm. A quick search on this on Lisfranc. 6 to 8 weeks seems to be.
Because you got to have surgery, right?
I think so. At times, well, I think, not always.
Well, I know Deuce had this back in the day, and I remember him. He was gone for the season, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Jalen Mills, the Eagles corner, had it.
But that was 2018. Back in the 1900s.
Yeah, back when you played.
Yeah,
long time ago.
Now we have modern medicine.
Jalen Mills a little bit more recent, 2018.
The 1900s is crazy.
Is it fair to say we don't see him to the playoffs?
Probably.
I don't
probably
think we see him to the playoffs.
Probably Brandon Graham time.
Yeah. I mean, 6 weeks from now, and I'm just, that's one thing I saw with Lisfranc, but 6 weeks from now is, they have what? How many games left in the season? They have 7 games left?
Yes.
I don't think he's playing to the playoffs.
Yeah. And it's not like Fred Johnson's been bad.
No, but
he holds up at least.
The issue, though, is Fred was the sixth O lineman, right? They were using a lot of sixth O line sets.
Yeah, they were doing that funny formation.
So that's out now, or they're gonna have to use someone else as the sixth offensive lineman. So it kind of chips away at the depth. Look, this isn't like losing Prime Lane, because he's not been himself this year, and he's been in and out anyway. But it's obviously a big loss. I mean, Lane Johnson is a tremendous player, and I was confused he was even back in on Monday night and they're not on the injury report this week. I don't know if there's something brand new or he was dealing with it and they got through it, but it is it's a tough one. So Lisfranc injury for Lane Johnson. We'll see what the timetable is. They said, you know, they're reporting it's not season ending. My guess, just based on other players that we've known to have this, is we probably won't see Lane Johnson again until the postseason here. So, Hugh, the thing for me, they're 8-2. They have the division wrapped up. We want the one seed, but like they have to be careful with him and just give him as much time. As long as he's there in the playoffs, I'm good.
Yeah, because you're going to need him. You're going to need him. You know, just looking at the schedule moving forward, like I said, it's a chance they could run the table. And there is no team that really in the postseason that looks like they scare you, because the ones that you're more than likely going to see, you've already played outside of Seattle.
Yeah. The Rams are the only one that I think has played well against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Right? The Lions didn't play well. The Packers didn't play well. The Bucs didn't play that well. The Rams played well. The Eagles just came back and took that game from them in the end. So, all right,
that's
we'll keep
it. Crazy, this soap opera heating up, though.
Well,
the soap opera.
That's the Eagles. It always is. It always is. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get back to everyone's phone calls. We had a lot going on that hour, especially with the stuff from Seth and D-Gun and all the stuff coming out with AJ last night. All right, so you get back to your phone calls and all this. The offense, the defense, what stood out to you the most? I love the way this defense is playing. And to me, with how good they are on defense, with Vic Fangio, with possibly and likely home field advantage, this team is good enough defensively to get back to the Super Bowl. I don't love the offense, but the defense is what stands out to me the most. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls. And we've waited 2 hours on it. We try to let this breathe because everyone's excited about a win, and that's the lead. But can we please talk about the Sirianni decision at the end of the game? We did it again. I mean, we did it Monday night. He threw the ball on fourth down. And then last night, on their own 29, up 10. With less than 3 minutes to go, they went for the fourth down. Obviously, it wasn't converted. Let's talk about the Sirianni decision, his explanation for going for that tush push. That's next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.